I do believe, though, at the end of the day, that we should be able to look at our airport and see how we can make it more efficient and make it better in terms of having direct flights. I'm concerned about privatizing the airport simply because there was a study in Forbes approximately a month or two ago, and someone can go check it, that they're dictating that we're going to be in a great recession again in the next two to three years, okay? Now, what does that mean to privatizing the airport? It means that the big deal about privatizing the airport is that shareholders make a profit. If the shareholders lose money as a result of a recession, how will privatizing this airport impact our bottom line from a financial standpoint if they go into bankruptcy? Okay, that's a major issue that I have, because we don't know. And this is all about shareholders wanting to make a profit. This is not just about, oh, we want to make the airport better for the city of St. Louis. You have people from outside of this country that are putting their bid up to be able to lease the airport for over 40 years. They want to lease this airport not because they want our airport to be the best airport in the country. They want to lease this airport so that they can, their shareholders can make a major profit. And if that's the case, allow for the people in the city of St. Louis to have a say. Allow for a vote on if we should privatize our biggest asset.
So I'll say that privatization as a concept tends to not work out in the public interest, because what privatization does is it takes a public asset, and rather than having the reason for it being operating in the public interest, it then transfers the reason for it to exist to creating corporate profits. And so when you change that motive, you change accountability. You take an asset that is then no longer accountable to the public and is now accountable to shareholders who want to make money. And we've seen this not work out in a number of other cities. You look at Chicago's parking meter situation, where the city was in dire financial straits. They decided to privatize their parking operations, and in doing so, struck a pretty bad deal. There are a lot of unintended consequences that Chicagoans didn't see in this, that the that their mayor and board of aldermen did not see in this, and it has ended up costing people who live in Chicago a lot of money. Parking fees went up, and the people that now have the contract to operate parking are going to make all of their money back by year, I think, 2022, when this contract still goes for another 40 years past that. And so they struck a really bad deal. We look at Flint, Michigan. A number of other cities show us that privatization tends to not work out in the public interest. And for that reason, I think we need to be skeptical of any privatization deal that comes through the airport or comes through the board. The president of the Board of Aldermen will likely be the swing vote on whether this gets privatized or not. I support a public vote on this. I also will vote no. As a member of ENA, because there are a lot of conflicts of interest that I think make it so that even when this proposal comes to us, we can't really trust the results of it. We can't trust what they are telling us, because they have not used best practices in studying this. And there are immense conflicts of interest between many of the parties that are involved in quote-unquote studying it.
First and foremost, we do not have an airport deal to even look at. There, it doesn't exist. It hasn't been created yet. Secondly, there are good privatization deals that have happened across this country in various different forms, not in airports, but various different forms. And there are bad outsourcing deals that have worked, right, that have not gone so well for municipalities across this country. So I don't think you automatically say no to something that you haven't seen and hasn't been quantified. We've just talked a few minutes ago about remaking our city and rebuilding our city. We talked about the fact that some of these infrastructure issues that we have in our city, they're that way not because we've worked to drive them that way, because there's no capital. We don't have an economy that's moving to help us address these systemic issues. You know, the issues in the city of St. Louis aren't unlike any issues in cities all across America, but they're working in different fashions across this country to address those things in a unified fashion. One of the things that I think is a scary thought is to say that, outsourcing agreement failed someplace in America in a city or a few places in America in a city, so automatically we're going to be the city of no. I think when we take that posture, we automatically put ourselves in a defeatist position. These decisions that we have to look at and have to make at the Board of Aldermen, the Board of ENA, most of these things are not easy. And they're not easy because the media behind them, sometimes they do not carry the whole story because you guys only have a couple minutes at night on the news or just a certain amount of real estate in print. So you can't even carry some of the complications and some of these very complex deals. But if they will help to progress our city, sometimes those tough decisions have to be made. Right now, we do not have the data on the airport. The initial plan is to go get that data. So once we get that data, we'll know better.
Can I say?
Sure.
First and foremost, I would just hope that the TSA do better in terms of getting me to my flight on time. However, I believe that I don't think we say no for the sake of saying no. I've been serving on the state level for 12 years now under the control of the Republican House, Senate, and Governor's Mansion. And I can tell you, they have brought forth some bad legislation. But what we have to do is sit down at the table, look at the legislation, and see how we can find a common cause and compromise. And I think that that's what's going to happen here. We have to be able to look at the RFQ and the RFP and see how we can make it better for the betterment of this city in terms of moving this city forward. We don't know how much they're going to be proposing. We don't know what the Board of ENA is going to be asking. If it was me at the Board of ENA, if you want to lease my airport for 40 years, well, you give me $3 billion or $4 billion if you think it's going to make you that much money. You know, show me how it's going to impact the quality of life for people in the city and the county. I mean, I want to see what this looks like before I just say no, because again, at the end of the day, I have served on a state level where I have to make bad bills less bad. And I don't think you just go to the table and say, if it ain't my way, it's no way. Because you don't even know what the people want. If they present a proposal and you say, let's take it to the vote of the people, and let's say the people decide, you still gonna say no? And this is what the people have decided? I don't think that that's an appropriate approach.
Either of you two want to add anything before we move on to the next question?
I think it's pretty clear that most people in the city are very opposed to this. I personally knocked approaching 5,000 doors in this city personally, talking to voters, and overwhelmingly people are very skeptical because the process has not been transparent. It's been fraught with conflicts of interest from the very beginning. I think we need somebody on ENA who is going to stand up for the public interest. The research methods that they are using for this are not, don't even pass the muster that I have to use to be able to get my dissertation from St. Louis University. We are talking about our largest asset. We should at minimum be requiring that the research methods that they are using are the same things that I have to use to graduate from SLU.
Any more? Okay, one thing I wanted to
add. First and foremost, again, we do not have a plan. We do not know what an airport deal is going to look like, period. It doesn't exist. It hasn't happened yet. The initial thing that we're working on now, my office personally put over 863 changes into the contract. We made the contract more transparent so that now the entity within the airport agreement now has to take public votes, so members of the media now can show up. Members of people from anywhere in the country. If you want to go attend those meetings, you can attend. They have to take public votes. They have to keep public records. We created an outside entity that this outside entity, which is Stiefel Nicholas and Greenberg Traub, those two entities now, all documents have to flow through them at the same time they flow to the city. We created, we broke the internal structure of Grow Missouri up. I mean, we made immense changes to it so that there's transparency, accountability, all of those things are in it. But one of the things that we do not have anything before us to say, okay, what is an airport agreement look like? And I think it's wholly and completely irresponsible to say, because it is not popular, we're not even going to take a look at it. Meanwhile, our schools are challenged. Meanwhile, all the things we're going to talk about today, infrastructure issues all across our city. You go north of Del Mar, you run immediately into food deserts, high-crime neighborhoods. We're going to have to find a way to address these things. And it's going to take some tough decisions for us to do it. And if looking at an airport agreement gets us closer, we need to look at it. To say no from the onset is wholly and completely irresponsible.